relive this moment.
Why the hell would you want to do that?
Podcasts are available now at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Plus, you can find the Todd and Tyler podcast in iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
Yesterday, we made a little joke yesterday about women's basketball, and apologize for that. Basically, I'm not a big fan, but the fact is, they're amazing athletes, and that chick from Iowa is amazing.
Oh yeah,
and
Caitlin Clark.
I just retweeted a video of her just talking smack to a. It's on our at TNT Radio Empire. You can see her voice. She lip syncs it, but she's obviously saying. I mean, your lip read, I should say. She goes, "You're down 16 points. Shut up." It's like 3 minutes left in the game, and somebody's talking trash to her.
Scoreboard, bitch.
Yeah, she basically said, "You're down 16 points, shut up." And how about that chick that got charged with the assault? Just punching that girl.
Yeah, it was a Bowling Green?
Yeah,
where she played?
Just jacked her.
In the game line.
The handshake line, right, yeah.
Oh, this was at the tournament.
Yes, that was the tournament. Yeah, it was happened a couple of days back. I don't like the handshake line, never have. In basketball, the emotions are too high. For college kids, and pros don't do it. They just walk off the court. It's stupid. Emotions are too high.
It's antiquated.
And I don't understand punching somebody, but I understand just being angry. Of course.
Yeah. Yeah. It's emotional.
Yeah. I mean, and if you do punch somebody, you probably immediately regret it, and you go, "Oh my God, what'd I just do?" And that girl's probably she's charged with assault for God's sake. Yep. You know. I mean, most people just get over it. But when they lose, a lot of teams will lose within a split second, like it's a final shot. I lose or win, and you got to walk down there. Nah.
Did you see the video from? It was from the women's tournament of Virginia Tech.
Like I felt bad for Creighton because Coach Mack, he was pissed.
And he should
when they
been.
Lost the game. But then when he walked through the aisle, he kept his head because he's a pro.
Yeah.
I watched him specifically walking through there, and he hugged the brother of the kid on his team.
Yeah,
because they're brothers. And he hugged him and talked to him for a while, and he shook hands with everybody because he knew it was the refs, it wasn't the other team.
Y'all did your job.
Exactly right.
No, there was a video of last week. It was at Virginia Tech. You know, I think it's the first and second round of the women's tournament. They play in the home gym
it's like the NIT.
But it's supposed to be
NIT.
Presented as a neutral site, so they don't let the home team play any of their music or any of their stuff.
I know that. Okay.
Well, at Virginia Tech, all of their sports teams, and I've seen videos of the football team, they use Enter Sandman.
Yeah.
And it's a big deal there.
Right.
Like the first game after COVID, it registered on the Richter scale when they played Enter Sandman at the football team. So they wouldn't let them play it. So Virginia Tech's crowd just took over.
And they sang it.
How
do you sing that a cappella? Probably sung
it. Man, they got together somehow, and right at tip-off, they're singing it together. I mean, loud and proud. It was crazy. It was really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, the NCAA.
They lose that game?
They kind of take over.
I think so.
Not that I feel bad for corporations, but, you know, you don't see the name of the arena on any of them. You just see Des Moines.
That's true.
Yeah, they
don't tell you. Once in a while, an announcer might say, we're at the Wells Fargo Center in Des Moines, but you don't see any indication of it on the floor.
Yeah, which is weird because they're paying these kids now, and they should be, so they should be able to have the logos out there, too. Why not?
These companies pay a ton naming rights for events like this.
No, advertising is the reason we're sitting here. One for advertising, we wouldn't have damn jobs, you know? So, yeah, I'm all for that, you know?
Slap
a logo on my forehead. I don't care.
A little quarterback talk yesterday.
Plenty of space.
This guy's a Niners fan. Gentlemen, Jimmy G, that's Garoppolo, is a piece of trash. The day he signed to the Raiders was like Christmas for me. He has single-handedly hamstrung the 49ers for the entirety of Shanahan's time there. I hope those hookers give him syphilis and he goes insane and dies.
Him to a Super Bowl.
He took him to a Super Bowl.
He took him to an NFC championship.
And he got hurt. Relax. And also, you draft another quarterback to take his job, and that guy's not even going to be the starter. Purdy's going to start, they said.
He kicked my team's ass a couple times.
Purdy, Iowa State's Purdy's going to start.
He will fail miserably with the Raiders, which I can't wait to see. Dude's got no long ball, makes rookie mistakes, takes no responsibility for any of his own mistakes.
Hookers will find out he has long balls, by the way.
You guys could care less, but JFC, being a Niner fan, Jimmy G has just been the bane of my fandom for years. Glad you're back. That is cuck goose with Todd.
Yeah, here's.
I know hate or love the Niners is no big deal to me, but.
Well, it looks like Mr. Irrelevant, Purdy from
Iowa State,
is going to be the starter.
That's what Lynch said yesterday.
Yeah, now there are rumors of the Vikings trading for Trey Lance.
Oh, I thought you were going to get Lamar Jackson.
Vegas has Lamar Jackson going to the Minnesota Vikings at plus 550. They're like fourth in line.
How are they going to get rid of Cousins, by the way, without breaking down the salary cap, which is boring?
I think I read yesterday they said he's a free agent as of 2024.
Yeah, right.
His contract is up.
This is his last year.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
of this contract.
They probably don't owe him any more
guaranteed. Then you might get Lance, but Lamar's going to go this year somewhere.
Right.
He wants out of Baltimore, which is the best. Yeah. I love that story. Anytime the Ravens have trouble.
You love strife in that city, don't you?
Hell yeah. Yeah, screw Baltimore.
Lamar Jackson still not have an agent?
Nope.
He's got a lawyer. He has to have a lawyer with no agent, right?
Yeah, because he doesn't impress me as one of the super brightest guys. He may not be a dumb guy, but...
Well, lawyers have to look over the contract, but you're right.
But lawyers don't take 7%.
No. But still...
But I heard one of the talking heads talking about this last week.
Get an agent.
They said a guy like Lamar Jackson, with the money he's in line for, could easily negotiate down the percentage that the agent takes.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. You know, if that's his biggest deal, you could bring that number down, because you're talking a lot of dollars.
Yeah, I don't feel sorry for guys making that kind of cash at all. I mean, they should pay him what he's worth. I'm with for that, but we pay our agent. Pay your agent, you know.
Yeah,
you know.
Most of the time, they're worth it.
Well, you know, they kept talking about the advantages that you get with, you know, just those agents having relationships with GMs and guys in other in other teams, where they can make that call and go, hey, you know, what are you thinking? What are we doing here?
No, most athletes have agents for a reason, because they're not equipped to deal with the negotiations.
Getting on
and
a phone
all the
call
personals.
With somebody, yeah. It's just too personal, man.
It gets way too personal.
Yeah, I hate that crap. That's what, you know, because I've sat in front of bosses before trying to get a raise. Before we were lucky enough to have an agent, it's like they look. You know, we all know how that works, Push. You know how that works.
It's a very quick meeting and not what you wanted.
Speaking of that, Disney's cutting 7,000 jobs,
and that includes ESPN.
Yeah.
Yeah, what's all under the Disney umbrella?
Oh God, damn near everything. Disney, Fox.
Here's my favorite thing from Iger. He says this is the guy that he's sitting on $60 zillion himself.
See, the
difficult reality of making colleagues and friends leaving Disney is not something we take lightly. Well, then keep them. Stock price.
Yeah.
Stock price.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, no, Disney's got ESPN.
Oh, that's right.
Fox,
they have ESPN, right?
Star Wars, Marvel, National Geographic, all those are all under the big Disney umbrella. Hulu is a Disney property.
They have some bad movies or something like that go bad. Usually something like that happens, you know.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. I don't know if it's still a ripple effect of the parks being shut down for a long time. Or...
I don't know about that. Yeah, who knows? You're right. We don't have no idea. But, yeah, they're not taking it lightly as they hand you your receipt for your pink slip, I should say.
I mean, I was reading something about ESPN specifically, and they said...
Cutting, who are they cutting?
Well, they didn't have any specific names, but they didn't figure guys like, you know, Joe Buck and Troy Aikman, who they just signed for
they ain't going anywhere.
70, yeah. 80, $90 million right. contracts right. weren't going anywhere.
No.
Disney fired their CEO in January. He was making $25 million a year, and he's going to get about $20 million in severance.
Right.
That could probably pay for a lot of workers.
It's a nice parachute.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're not taking it lightly, though. Remember that. Yeah.
They're not taking it lightly because they're not the ones getting laid off.
No, exactly.
It's not me.
So, which our buddy Jimmy Cassino sent us this hot teacher. Do we get the story on that at all?
I got no details.
Yeah, she's just gorgeous. She's in the courtroom.
Yeah, but he knows better. He knows to send us details.
I know. We need
details. Don't just send us a little TikTok video.
Well, I think he was busy masturbating to the photo of her.
Probably.
That might have been a reason.
Thinking about her butt.
Yeah.
Because he does. That's what he does.
But she's like in a jumpsuit in that court, isn't she? Like a dark jumpsuit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she's wearing the prison
strobes. But it's a thin, hot one, you know. A thin, hot jumpsuit.
For the more attractive inmates. Thin, yeah. They get to go shopping and pick out their own jumpsuits.
Well, she wears it well. That's what I'm trying to say. She wears it well. Right. How about those inmates? We'll try to find that story. How about those inmates that busted out of prison and are caught eating at IHOP? When I hear stories about guys, I watch too many movies where guys are wrongly convicted, so I like when I hear stories about guys busting out of prison. Most of the time, it's murderers and bad guys, so you want them to be caught. But sometimes you always go, man, I hope that guy gets away. Just because it's fun to see you. Too many movies, you know, we watched.
They went a little bit Shawshank on this. This was in Virginia.
They did. Yeah. They did, man.
Dug out of jail with a toothbrush.
Yeah. And then...
Then they were hungry.
Untied the rebars between the walls. They got those apart so that they could get through. Scaled a wall after that. And then decided... I'm kind of hungry. Let's stop off at IHOP, still in our prison uniform.
Okay. Here's the deal with that.
You morons. Yeah.
What you need to do is break out on Halloween.
That's true.
Then you can go anywhere in a prison. Yeah. You can walk down the street in a prison uniform on Halloween.
How did Andy Dufresne have some clothes waiting for him?
He had it in a bag. Remember that?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
He stole the warden stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
His
and
he drug it
and
with
the
him.
Shoes. Put it in a paper, plastic bag so it wouldn't get all wet when he climbed through all the poo, right?
Do 500 yards of S.
Yep. So, yeah, those guys, so they're just sitting there at IHOP.
Yeah, well, like they said, like, multiple people at the IHOP called it in because they still had their prison unit. Like, you know, probably this is not good. These guys look like they might have just broke out of jail.
That's just, I don't get it. That's just so dumb, you know? All that hassle.
All the work they put in.
Were they bad guys? Were they in there for
Let's see. The one guy it says here had been in custody since October. Credit card fraud, forgery, burglary.
He's not. Grand larceny.
Nothing violent.
Nothing violent.
None of them are violent criminals. It's a lot of guys who just didn't show up for failure to appear.
Oh, yeah. The other guy, probation, failure to appear, and contempt of court. So, yeah, they weren't going to murder anybody. Well, they just wanted their pancakes.
But they also weren't going to stay on the run for years either with those kind of charges, especially the second guy. So maybe that's why they broke out, to get some IHOP, you know? But that's going to add 6 months to a year to the prison sentence anyway.
Probably more than that.
Yeah, maybe.
And the prison does say... The prison does say that they are reviewing construction design weaknesses in the jail.
Right.
Like, you got out with a spoon and your bare hands? Ooh, yeah. This doesn't look good for us.
Well, it doesn't sound like a maximum security, is it? Probably not.
Probably not. No, I mean, there's a picture here. It's just a jail building.
But I just thought about that. If you're in prison, right? We have a lot of prisoners listening to the program. You know, we appreciate that.
People that have been.
And patronize our advertisers, too, while you get a chance.
When you get out,
if you can get out. But break out on Halloween. Nobody thinks twice about a guy walking down the street.
That is a good idea.
In a prison uniform. Or even walking into a store. You could do anything on Halloween.
You could at least buy yourself some more time.
Adults dress up. More time for sure.
Yeah.
Right.
Before anybody looked at you and went, hey, wait a minute.
You know, if you're an adult and dresses Halloween and you've done it for years, one of those years you dress as a prisoner. I know I did. Probably twice.
It's an easy costume.
It is. And it's really comfortable. It's just a... Your balls just kind of hang there inside that thing. Well,
what you could do is you could stop off at every bar along the way,
right.
Win the costume contest, and make yourself a little money.
Well, you're not going to win.
Well, the prisoners, that's
boring.
Yeah, but you're authentic.
Yep. They don't know that, though. They think you just wore a prison uniform.
And then you could be really pissed off when you don't win. Stand there with Kiss making a big scene about it.
Word might get out in about the third costume contest that you win. The cops might show up and take you back.
You're not going to win with a prison uniform.
No.
But you can show up anywhere, and nobody's going to call the cops on you because it's Halloween. You know? Just a little tip there. You're thinking about breaking down on Halloween, and you can't Dufresne your suit out.
Yeah, the first stop should be maybe a thrift store.
Right.
Get some clothes, and then head over to the IHOP.
They didn't even try to change out. That was the, like, you've done so many good things if you're going to try to break out of jail. You were smart, you got out, but then you just ruined all that hard work.
You had a plan.
Yeah, and like I said.
Up until the end, you had a pretty good plan.
Yeah, this was working. One of those situations where guys just walk away from work detail. That's different. I can see those guys doing that. But if you actually worked at digging a hole with a toothbrush or a spoon to get out, you probably want to stay out for a while. And it wasn't a spur-of-the-moment thing.
No.
Have you heard about people on work release outside of, and just walk away from picking up trash or something like that?
Sure.
You know?
But this was a pretty involved plan.
Right,
they had to work probably for a long time at
this. Right,
and then they just screwed themselves by just going to the IHOP.
They had to be starving.
Like, come on.
Eat before you leave, you know?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, do that right after chow time.
That's what I'm thinking.
I'm curious what poster hid the big hole. They were digging through. Who's your modern day poster?
Ooh.
We'd have to get a set. Well,
depends. I mean, these guys looked like they were probably in their 40s. So I'm going to say, you know, maybe a vintage Pam Anderson type of thing.
Oh, Pam Anderson. Yeah, Pam Anderson.
That might work.
You know,
Carmen Electra.
Right.
Something like that. Or, I mean, could be something more modern. I don't know. I don't know how easy it is to get posters in jail. After Shawshank, they might have put an end to that.
That could have been it. Shawshank ruined posters for jail, right?
We never thought of that.
Yeah.
Taylor Swift.
Oh, that's a good one.
Does she have a poster?
I'm sure she does.
But is she like, I mean, she's very pretty and she's very talented, but I mean, is she sexy?
I think so.
No, I mean, I think posters
to a lot of
sexy.
People.
I mean, do you ever see her in a bikini?
I guess not.
Yeah. She's very pretty, and I agree with you. She's probably sexy, too. But I'm talking about, is she ever skinned skin?
No, she shows a lot of leg.
Yeah. I'm talking about, have you ever seen her in a bikini?
I'm looking at some Google images here that are pretty hot.
Bikini.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Yeah, I just Googled Taylor Swift bikini, and there are some...
Of course you did.
Yeah. How about Taylor Swift
nude? What's his Google history show? Yeah. Google or nude, not the fake ones. Well, the fake ones are going to show up.
That's what will be.
Yeah.
I don't think she's ever been naked. Not even
That's right,
Miss
Nick. Nick would have had that ready to go, just flipped the camera over to me. He's good about that.
Yeah, there's some obviously fake ones
right.
Here. I'm fairly certain she's never been nude on film.
I'm watching Pink is Coming here, and I saw the commercial runs locally and for the concert. And I think she's sexy. I mean, just pure sexy. And those outfits she wears, and they show her in the commercial. You're probably watching if you live local. And if she's coming to your town, you've probably seen these commercials too. Got that little hip thing, you know?
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Of all the pop singers out there,
yeah,
she's the one
thing,
I like.
Little V.
Yeah, a little V.
That,
where you
that
just,
abdominal.
You know, yeah, the abdominal thing where they could, you know. Right? Oh.
They're called muscles.
Yeah. No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the middle part where you could just, you know. There's a gap between her pants and her belly, you know.
Right.
It's kind of open.
Yeah, I don't
because
know
of those.
That.
Because of those hip bones there.
Yeah.
I don't know what you call that part of the body.
Yeah.
But I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I call it guys creeping out on Pink right now is what I call that. But Pink is what, 35? Come on.
At least.
All right.
Oh, she might be pushing 40.
Yeah.
My daughter did go to the Taylor Swift show in Phoenix.
43.
She's a big Taylor Swift fan, right?
Yeah. She's one of the best shows she ever saw.
Well,
she said.
Yeah, but I wouldn't cross the street to see her. But
I don't know her music. I'm sure she puts on a great show.
I'm sure it's a great show. Yeah.
The thing that confused me when I saw the review of the first, I think it was the first, the kickoff show of Taylor Swift's tour. They said it was about a 3-hour show, and she played 44 songs.
So they're all 2.5, 3 minute long.
Bam, bam, bam.
Have to be to get 44 songs in 3 hours. You are cooking.
Yeah, that's fine if you're into that. I would not do that.
Nah,
I'll save my money for other things. You know?
Nah,
although I get in most places free.
I got Metallica to look forward to.
That's right, you're going to see Metallica, right? That's how they great show, right?
Okay. I saw a tour announced that I won't be attending. It's Eric Clapton.
Yeah,
I like Eric Clapton's music. He is the most boring on stage present. That's the most boring show
I've
ever seen.
He's also slightly racist and an anti-vaxxer now, too.
All
so
that.
His whole image is going to hell, man. You know? Yeah, he's been slightly racist.
Doesn't
since
talk,
the
70s. Doesn't put on a very long show.
Right.
Just gets up, plays guitar, gets checked, goes home.
He's probably the guy who will talk, though. He'll probably do an anti-vax rant. He probably will.
You think?
Yeah.
Yeah, last time I saw him, he didn't really care to talk.
How about the Kid Rock tour?
There wasn't anything
going
on. How
about that douchebag? Kid Rock's tour is called No Snowflake Tour. That means you're a snowflake.
It's like four shows.
Yeah.
It's barely
really?
Even a tour.
So, surprise. I watched that. You mentioned Pam Anderson, actually, the Pam Anderson documentary. I'm reading more about her life since that, talking about the documentary. Guess why she left Kid Rock? He was after about a week, by the way, they were married. He's a jealous douchebag.
Not abusive?
Shocker.
Just a very, very jealous douchebag, you know.
Well, you can't be with Pam Anderson.
And be jealous douchebag.
And be a jealous douchebag.
Right, right. Well, we know he's a douchebag. He's always been a douchebag. Yeah. But I didn't know he's just a freaky, jealous guy, you know.
I can see that.
Yeah, I can see it totally, right?
I can absolutely see that.
If you're wearing a wife beater in public, you might be a jealous guy.
As your only shirt.
As your only shirt. Oh, yeah, yeah, we all
a
wear
visible
oh, yeah,
wife
oh,
beater.
Yeah, yeah, I wear a wife beater.
I'm wearing
beater
a wife beater right now.
Yeah.
I just don't show
no, I wear
it.
Wife beaters. I don't walk around.
Sorry, an A shirt.
Yeah. Yeah, I hate the word wife beater. I really do.
It you probably know? Is
they should stop labeling
not cool
them
to say that
yeah.
anymore.
They should stop labeling them that, you know.
I actually had to explain that to my daughter one time. She's like, why do you call him a wife beater? I went, well, it's to see the show Cops.
It's a horrible name.
Trailer Trash Guys, it's usually.
It is a horrible name for that.
Yeah.
Some guy gave us crap, too, the other day, and rightly so, probably. As I mentioned how I saw the email, we were on vacation. And I mentioned that, first of all, you talked for 4 hours for 30 years. And see what you say. Okay. But we said something about how we moved on from certain things because we had to. And he goes, maybe you should move on from the word aisle donkey.
Oh, that's right.
And I read that and said, we'll talk about that later.
What are we supposed to call him?
He was right.
It's airline slang. It's like industry jargon.
A pilot told us that.
Yeah.
A pilot told us that. But once again, he had a good point.
Yeah, he might be right.
Yeah, it's probably one of those we can smack our own
but
things.
You talk 40 years, excuse me, 30 years, 4 hours a day, and see what you say.
Well, right. We did kind of embrace that term once we learned it.
But did
you read that on vacation? That was hilarious.
I did too.
I said, hey, you kind of got me there, man.
Maybe so.
Tyler Walsh a little later on. Come on back. Nick will be back tomorrow.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.